Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. Today, we are joined by a couple of music legends who are in, if I'm not mistaken, this would be their seventh decade as rock and roll musicians, although they've started the band that we're talking about today called The Weight Band back in 2013. They have just put out their second album. We have Albert Rogers with us, and he's on the top, and we have Jim Wieters, who's on the bottom. These are a couple of music legends. Welcome to the Voice of America.
Hi, how you doing? Glad to
Larry,
be here.
Good to be here. Actually, I'm on the top, and he's on the bottom, but maybe on your screen.
Yeah, well, it's different on every screen and every computer, so I'll go with you're on the top then. But I wanted to ask you guys, so you guys have been together for a long, long time. How did you guys meet? How did this all start? You started with the band, but now you've got something called the Weight Band. So how did you, you know, put the band together? You were one of the original members.
I joined the band in 1985 and replaced Robbie Robertson when they needed a guitar player to bring it back to five people. And played till about 2000. Rick Danko, we passed away in the end of 1999 in December. And but during that period, on and off, me and Albert had a band together, and that's where Albert had moved up here and joined up with me, and we got together. That's how we started playing, and you know, Albert's one of the best bass players, singers I ever knew. So it's been great. It's been great. And how did the Weight Band start?
Yeah, 2013, right?
Yeah, it started about 2013, and that's right, Al. And we started playing. I started doing a couple of things called Songs of the Band with Garth Hudson from the band and Jimmy Vivino. Garth went his way, and Vivino went and joined Conan O'Brien's show. And it went over so well because with Levon, he had the Levon Helm band, he hadn't been doing much band stuff. But so when he did it, people were so happy to hear the band again after that long break when the band ended, that we decided to, let's do a few shows. And it went over so well, I said, man, let's keep this going. And Albert joined up with us, and now it kind of morphed into this band. We did an original record called World Gone Mad, which maybe we waited too long to put it out too early.
Yes.
But long story short, we've got a brand new album called Shines Like Gold. So we made this second album, and of course we do a band songs in the group, but we made the second album just to put a stamp on who the Weight Band is, and we're really excited about it. And we did a couple of songs acoustically for you that you'll hear later in the show that you're doing.
Fantastic. Now, I do have to ask, the sound of the band today, it's called Americana, but you didn't use the term Americana, you know, back when the band got started. So
no.
What's the sound? Is it's kind of a Woodstock sound. If you could describe that, define it.
Well, to me, the Woodstock sound was like when I grew up here, you had Bob Dylan, you had Van Morrison living here in the late 60s. Dylan was here, and they combined folk music with electric guitars and, you know, and recorded in their homes. But it was all really kind of knit together with folk music, blues, rockabilly. And to me, it's that sound that came out of Woodstock. Bob Dylan meeting with the band, meeting lyrical songs that have meaning, and with acoustic music and electric guitars and keyboards. So it was a combination that really developed up here in Woodstock.
Albert, I want to ask you, you know, being a member of this, the Weight Band, and singing the songs of the band, performing the songs of the band, what's that feel like to you? I mean, how does that feel getting on stage, full house, and you're performing?
I'm not worthy. There's a bit of I'm not worthy, you know. Those songs, especially when you travel to the Northeast and do those songs in front of people, you have to just, sometimes I have to pinch myself, you know, when you're standing in Levon Helm's barn singing, about to sing Stage Fright, and there's 75 people in the room that had a personal relationship with Danko, mm-hmm. you know, It's kind of scary. I got to tell you, I just try to pay a bit of reverence to the songs, but I never try to imitate Danko. It can't be done.
We've got Jim Weider and Albert Rogers of The Weight Man with us here on Border Crossings. We're catching up on the good old days of rock and roll. These guys were one of the founding fathers of rock, you know, when it evolved back in the 60s and the 70s, the 80s. They're still doing their thing today. And what is Project Percolator, Jim? What is that?
That was after the band stopped at the end of 99 and 2000, I put together, I wanted to go completely left brain, and I put an instrumental group together. I wrote an instrumental record, and I toured around, you know, Europe and the States with that. And I did that for about 5 or 6, 7 years at least. And then I started playing with Levon. But and then slowly we got this band together, but until Levon died. But after Levon died, we put the Weight Band together. But that was something I did just for something I always wanted to do, and it was fun. I had a good time.
So, what's your favorite show of all time, Jim and Albert? What's your favorite that stands out in your mind as your favorite show? Because you've done so many. What's been the favorite show, and why?
I think for the Weight Band.
Yep. For us. Or for anything, for your career, for the Weight Band, for your career, whatever.
We've had so many. I think for me, when we played with Arlo Guthrie at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
That had to do it. But we also, there was a great show we did back in the, I was first started playing with Jim. It was Jim Weider and the Honky Tonk Gurus was the name of the band. We were up in Canada, and I think we played in front of a huge crowd on the blues stage in
Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great
show.
High point for that band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
Definitely. Jim, how about your story?
I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of them that stand out. I think, playing at the Berlin, when the Berlin Wall went down with the band and Ronnie Hawkins out in front of all those people. But it was, I think it was more important that the wall went down to me, that there wasn't a wall, you know, and
the Roger Waters tour, right?
Yeah, the wall in Berlin when that went down, I think it was 1990 or 1991. That was a big one. It had a lot of meaning, and with the Weight, I'd agree with Albert. I think the high point for us to actually get into play Carnegie Hall and do our show, that was really important to us, and it felt great. And of course, this band, everybody's got such a great chemistry now with Michael Bram on vocals and drums, and Matt Seiner on vocals and keyboards, and Brian Mitchell, who's been with the Weight Band from the beginning, from the Levon Helm band, on vocals and keyboards. We have this chemistry now that the band is finally really coming into its own. Sometimes it takes a while, you know.
Oh, yeah. But still, even with that being said, I'd say that playing the Roger Waters, The Wall show in Berlin, when they tore down the wall, I say that trumps everything, Jim. I think you can stop right there, man.
Well, it was important.
It
was
blows my mind.
Significant event in history and in music history as well. And you guys were there, and you were at the front row, and you were a part of it. So speaking of being in the front row, we got 100 countries tuned in right now, millions of people around the world, and everybody wants to hear you guys play some music. So I'm gonna be quiet for a few minutes. Tell me about this song. You guys recorded it. The whole band got together to make this for us. So what's the story behind this?
Are you doing Out of the Wilderness first?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, do that one. That tune I co-wrote that with Colin Linden, my good friend and writer, co-writer. And it was written for the band in the 90s for the Jericho album. And we never got around to cutting it. And it was written for Rick Danko. So I brought it to Albert. And for the new album, I said, man, I see what you think of this, because I think it's still strong. And right now, coming out of the wilderness, it's got a good meaning, you know. And so Albert loved it.
Yeah, and I love it.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Where did you record it?
The same place, the clubhouse. The video you're going to see, we were down, we just got back. We were in the Helena, Arkansas, near Levon's hometown of Marvel. And we were doing a headlining a festival called the Delta Blues Fest, a tribute to Levon Helm. And so we were down there and we went into this room and we did it acoustically for you guys. And I hope you all love it.
All right, let's check it out. Here they are, the Waite Band on Border Crossings. Crossings on the Voice of America. It's the Waite Band. And the name of the song again, the track was
Out of the Wilderness.
Out of the Wilderness. And the new album that you guys have out is called Shines Like Gold. It's now out. I imagine there's a world tour to support the new album.
We're working on that. we're working on, we're going to go to Japan. The album comes out in Japan in May. And so that's the other side of the world for us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you got to have some great places that you always like going back to. What are some of your favorite places to play? We have an international audience. So where are you going to go that, you know, you always look forward to going?
You know what? We have a good time just about everywhere. I mean, go to Europe. People are all about the same everywhere you go. And they're all good people, and they treat you right. It's, they just love music. Music is the ultimate healer. Right, Alba?
Right on.
You know?
It is.
So we're, no
physical. Yeah, I like everywhere. I've loved everywhere we went, we've been. I swear it's the truth. Just I can't pick one country I like more than another, really. They're all great.
Depends on what you want to eat.
You've got to have a great feeling, though. There's probably nothing better than when you're on stage in a country that doesn't speak English and they know all the lyrics to your songs.
That's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
That's just amazing. Well, we knocked down walls. Like you said, music is definitely the international language. And you guys have traveled the world and done your thing for so many years. What is the inspiration for this second album now? I mean, you waited a few years between the first and second album. So what's the inspiration behind Shines Like Gold?
Al, you want to?
Well, you know, just the, you know, we just wanted to, it was time to reckon. It was just time. We had done one album together, and the band had changed so much since the first record. I didn't think it truly represented us, and it was just a sort of a current, you know, it just, everything changed. We became we're a different band, I feel, than we were 4 years ago, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. It's just, we had something else to say.
You mentioned, Jim, that the business has changed, or you mentioned, Albert, the business has changed. What do you think of the business today? I mean, it used to be selling albums. That was what it was. Now it's not selling albums anymore. It's selling songs, and people can buy these songs on stream. And so it's harder than ever to sell an album because everybody can cherry pick. I like that song and that song and that song, and they don't have to buy the album.
Yeah, the old days, a record, you couldn't wait for a new record when Crosby, Stills, and Nash came and Young came out with Deja Vu. Couldn't wait to get it, and every record had this meaning and a message, songs with a message and a story, which is like what the band was about, of course, Ellen. And you couldn't wait to get the album and listen to the whole album all the way through because it was a whole concept. And I think that that kind of divides everything. So I don't like that. I like the old way where you get an album and a group works hard on it to send a message out, and the whole record has this continuity to it. Now kind of divided, you know.
Now it seems like the music's just a calling card to get people to come to your show. You know, it's but you know, on the other hand, you know, you've seen all the biographies. Nobody ever did anything but whine about their record companies. So here you go. Okay.
Well, now you got your own record company.
And so it's easier nowadays. It's easier nowadays to make a record because you don't have to be in the same room. Whereas once upon a time, you couldn't do it. You couldn't phone it in from another part of the world. Now you can.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's a new medium, but I'm waiting to where they can just, what do they call that thing where you look like you're there. You can just
the hologram?
Yeah, so I'll be a hologram and I'll send everybody out and I'll be on the couch.
You'll be on tour with Prince. Both of you holograms.
Yeah, you could have 10 bands of yourselves out there.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Jerry Garcia will be there and be a hologram of everybody. The bring back the good old days. We've got the Weight Band with us today. It's Albert Rogers and Jim Weider, and we're talking about their newest album called Shines Like Gold. They've got a tour that, you know, these guys are still doing it. What's the secret to doing it so long? What's been the secret to success? The secret sauce, as it were, for the Weight Band, for the band. What do you think that just keeps this going?
Well, you got to, like Danko said, you got to stay desperate. And what you want. You stay desperate, you keep working on your instrument. Don't get too fluffy, right, Al?
That's right. You know? And so far, we haven't had to worry too much about fluffy.
Yeah, no. you always got to think about that dream, or you know, as around the corner.
Oh,
keep working hard on your instrument and vocals.
What song are you going to do for us next?
we're going to do, this is a song that Jim and Colin wrote together, right? Tall Trees?
Yeah.
Called Tall Trees. And Colin was also, you know, really close to Levon and, you know, the boys. And I think his inspiration for this was when, you know, after Levon passed, he's talking about when he'd go up and basically hang out in the woods with Levon. And it's about his heroes. This song is about heroes.
Yeah, it's about heroes. It's a song I wrote about really, it's about Levon, but it's about all our heroes, you know? I have some lines in there about going to, you know, down to Helena where we just came from, and the mist, the cotton so white, it looks like snow. But it's about, even though your heroes fall, they look like tall trees, you know, in all your heroes are like tall trees, whether it's a musician or our servicemen over there, and they stand like tall trees, our memories will stand with you and you'll never be forgotten. So that's kind of where all those lines came to me, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's the Weight Band, All Together Tall Trees, performing for us live here on Border Crossings.
Okay.
Well, we've been talking with Jim Weider and Albert Rogers. They are in the Weight Band. They're here talking to us today about their illustrious career and the new album, Shines Like Gold. My name is Larry London. Thank you so much for watching. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.